Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The Packers' season comes to a bitter end with a tough loss in Chicago. It looked like Green Bay had it in the bag going into halftime with a 21-3 lead, but it appeared a different team from Chicago came back out of the locker room in the second half. The Bears rallied in the second half, making up an 18-point deficit and scoring the game-winning touchdown with less than 2 minutes on the clock, giving Packer fans just enough hope in the end for the 31-27 loss to be extra heartbreaking. The Bears will host a divisional round game next weekend. Inmates in Wisconsin prisons and county jails could get better access to hygiene products. A proposal at the state capitol would ban markups on things like shampoo, soap, and lotion, and give inmates a basic monthly stipend to buy them. The bills got a hearing on Wednesday. They didn't make it through the legislature 2 years ago. If you haven't done so already, it might be time to take down some of those holiday decorations, but be careful. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says over the 2023 holiday season, 15,000 people went to the emergency room with decorating-related injuries, and about half of them involved falls. Safety experts are reminding people to use extra caution if you're on a ladder. Take the time to always move it to where you need it instead of trying to overextend, because that's an easy way to lose your balance. A Sheboygan teen was killed in a crash in Manitowoc County over the weekend. Sheriff's deputies say the 17-year-old girl lost control of her car and collided with an SUV near the town of Keel just after 7 a.m. Saturday morning. Authorities say the driver of the SUV, a 65-year-old man from Port Washington, was taken to the hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Wisconsin is one of 26 states included in a massive recall of tater tots, according to federal health officials. The products are reportedly contaminated with clear, hard plastic fragments. The potatoes were sold under the brand names Orida Tater Tots and Sysco Imperial. The Food and Drug Administration says the Idaho company is recalling nearly 40,000 cases of tater tots sold in 26 different states. To find out if you have the recalled products, check the FDA website or go to foodsafety.gov. Safety officials say if you do have any of the recalled products, throw them away or take them back to where you bought them. Some would say it must have been a long, strange trip. Grateful Dead guitarist and founding member Bob Weir died over the weekend. Weir joined the iconic psychedelic rock band as a teenager in the 1960s and went on to tour for the next six decades. Weir performed as recently as last summer when the remaining members of the Dead reunited to celebrate the band's 60th anniversary. Weir wrote or co-wrote many of the group's iconic songs, including Truckin', Sugar Magnolia, and Playing in the Band. He shared vocals with lead guitarist Jerry Garcia, who died in 1995. Bob Weir was 78 years old. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks fall in Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks road trip out west ended in a loss, 108-104 in favor of the Nuggets. Head coach Doc Rivers on what bothered him the most about their effort on offense.
I thought our passing was horrific tonight. We had guys wide open, and the balls are down by our ankles, down. I mean, the off-target passing tonight really did us in. I thought we would have generated a ton of threes tonight, but for our passing.
So the Bucks are back in Milwaukee. They host the Timberwolves tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers cleaning out their lockers. After losing to the Bears Saturday night in Chicago, Matt LaFleur asked if he's spoken to the new team president, Ed Policy, on whether he'll be back as head coach.
We talked briefly on the plane, and there's going to be a time when we're going to get together either later tonight or tomorrow sometime.
LaFleur stressed he wants to remain in Green Bay, calling it the best job in the NFL. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies to start the work week. It will be a bit on the breezy side with high temperatures in the upper 30s. Increasing clouds tonight with temps holding steady in the low to mid 30s. On Tuesday, a few rain showers with highs near 40.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.fm.